I'm Derek Cardwell with this recap of this past Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. The pits were full and overflowing on Saturday with 103 cars between two classes stuffed in the infield as the All-Star Circuit of Champions invaded the Knoxville Raceway along with the 360 weekly program. The night got off of the 360's time trialing, and after 52 cars, Chase Randall with a lap of 16.172 was top time. The 410s were next, and Knoxville weekly driver Linton Jeffrey was the fastest with a tour of the half mile in 15.802. 360 heat winners were Randall, Jamie Ball, Garrett Williamson, and Scott Boguski, while heat winners in the 410s were Justin Sanders, Williamson, Sam Hayfertig Jr., Austin McCarroll, and Brian Brown. With all the other preliminaries out of the way, it was time for the A-Mains, and the 360 feature took the longest. Two laps had been logged when the first red flag was thrown.
Tyler Grunendijk running in sixth.
Look out, Jamie Ball and Sammy. Dang.
And Sammy just nailed the fence, and he got clipped after he landed.
By Franek.
Franek came through and clipped Sammy after he landed.
Franek got the worst end of the deal as it took rescue crews several minutes to extricate him from the car. Franek was conscious but suffered an arm injury and was taken to Knoxville Hospital and Clinics for further evaluation. Two more red flags would also hold up action, and all told, the race took almost an hour to complete. Once racing got back underway, Garrett Williamson left no doubt as who the driver to beat was. While Aaron Reitzel made a last-ditch effort, Williamson held on for his second career win at the Knoxville Raceway. Williamson told Mike Roberts in Victory Lane he should have won a couple more, but he's always happy to win at Knoxville.
Well, Garrett, first of all, welcome back to Victory Lane, buddy. Twice this year on the 360. You're starting to get used to it up here.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I feel like I gave two away, and that one's really stung me. I feel really bad for my guys when I let us down. You know, they gave me great race cars, and I've made some mistakes, and I feel like I should be up here four times this year. But nonetheless, Fisher Auto Body, Boffin Motorsports, Linville Repair, Impact Awning Signs and Wraps, Bryant Paper Motorsports, Midmo Equipment, True Sun, Sorrels Auto and Truck Parts, man. They gave me great race cars. They gave me an opportunity to go live out my dream and put on a show for not only them, but the great fans of Knoxville. I love being here. I'm really glad we made the choice to come race here full time this year. It's done me well. It's done our team well. And I love the atmosphere here. So I hope to come back a lot.
Restart after restart, it always just drives a person nuts. I know it had to be driving you nuts.
Yeah, that was insane. That was a lot of reds. And, you know, I just couldn't let myself get flustered with it. You know, I knew I was really good. And this kept telling me I was getting a nice start, so the bottom's really good right now, and I feel like if I could just hit that, there wasn't going to be anyone to catch me. I kept peeking up at the big Jumbotron, and I had a good size gap, and every time I looked, it either get bigger or wasn't on there, so I had to mean I was doing all right.
The All-Stars feature looked to be the Buddy Kofoid show for the first half of the race as he took off and dominated the first 11 laps.
The All-Stars take the green flag at Knoxville. Good run up top for the 7BC of Anthony Macri. He's challenging for the race lead with Kofoid down the backstretch. They're even into turn three. Kofoid whips that right rear out, pushes Macri up a little bit, and that's good enough to hold the lead at lap one.
However, Rico Abreu would find speed in lap traffic, and by lap 11, he made a move that split two lap cars and blew by Kofoid.
Rico is charged and quick. Really gaining ground on the leader in lap traffic. In fact, it's down to about four car lengths. Rico Diamonds off of turn four, cuts off Parker Price Miller.
Slide.
Got it.
Slide. Oh! Slider for the race lead at turn one. Rico gets it. In lap traffic, slides Buddy Kofoid and gets the lead. What a move by Rico Abreu.
Abreu would pull away and end up winning, going away to win his second straight All-Stars victory at the Knoxville Raceway.
3.9 seconds for Rico Abreu over second place Buddy Kofoid. Not even a contest here for Rico as he goes through turn three and four and to the double checkers. Rico Abreu wins with the All-Stars at Knoxville. Another Rico win.
In victory lane, Abreu said his team was starting to find its rhythm at just the right time of the season.
He has just been in one racetrack after another. It doesn't matter where it is. Your team, yourself, bad fast everywhere.
Yeah, my team's doing an unbelievable job. Just making the right decisions at the right time, and we're just putting in hard effort to get this 24 car fast. And can't thank our partners, you know, everybody on board that believes in my team's ability to be successful out here on the racetrack. We're racing with the best guys in the country, so it's important for us to execute on nights like this leading into the biggest couple weeks of the year.
Watching you in lap traffic, especially coming out of four, because four's a little tricky tonight, but you look comfortable. I don't know what it felt like inside, but man, outside looking in, you look way comfortable.
Yeah, I just really executed in lap traffic, and I could carry a lot of speed, and I just really tried to focus on minimizing my mistakes.
Things that are happening this week, you're entered into the 360 Nationals this year. First time, you're a rookie.
Yeah, I'm ready. Probably the last time I was a rookie in a race was probably the Chili Bowl back in 2011. So it's been a few years since I've been a rookie in a race, but it fits with the number 24R that I'm entered in.
All right, good luck tonight. Or this week, rather. Thank you.
All of the preliminaries and practice is now complete. This Thursday, we'll start Southern Iowa Sprint Week with the 33rd annual Knoxville 360 Nationals. Listen live on KNIA each night this week. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.